William Amatwani with Blood Bank of Alaska is the team leader for the Ketchikan Drive. The organization has donation centers in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Wasilla, but arranges mobile drives with help from volunteers in other communities. Amatwani says this mobile drive was planned about 2 months ago.
Back in Anchorage, we get everything set up a week ahead, and then we just send it through Alaska Airlines. And they actually came on by, the folks down here in Vigor, and they picked up our equipment and actually put it in our room, the room that we're using right now for the blood drive.
After showing a photo ID and registering, potential donors are given a mini exam to make sure they are healthy enough to give blood. It includes temperature, blood pressure, and collection of a small blood sample by pricking a finger. If the sample doesn't have a high enough percentage of red blood cells, the person cannot donate. Donors also fill out a questionnaire. Many questions relate to travel and potential exposure to viruses. More time is spent filling out paperwork and answering questions than actually donating blood. One of the donors was Jane Belima. She says she used to regularly donate blood when she lived in Washington State, but hasn't been able to in Ketchikan because blood drives aren't held often. She says she donates to help others.
I want to help people in any way I can, and this is one way.
Belima says donating blood isn't anything to fear.
It's easy. It's not scary at all. Plus, you get cookies afterwards.
Ray Cox, who works at Vigor Industrial, is a new donor. He says in part he decided to donate to support his coworker, Catherine Wong, who helped organize the drive.
It's for a good cause, you know, and plus my coworker, Kat, worked hard to get this, and so, and being grateful to her, I just decided to come down here and do it for her.
Asked why he hasn't given in the past, Cox replied,
I don't like needles. I don't like giving blood. So, but, you know, it's worth it, so I'll just be brave and go do it.
While Cox was finishing up his paperwork, I stepped forward to donate. Amatwani had me sit in a chair that reclines if the donor feels dizzy or is more comfortable lying down. I was asked to relax my arm on an armrest and was given a soft rubber ball to squeeze periodically through the donation process.
Just go and roll up your sleeve a little bit more. Don't want to get any iodine on you. There we go. And relax your arm. Just get double check one more time. Go and squeeze, 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 squeeze. Hold your squeeze and rotate your wrist towards you. Oh, just keep your arm straight, but rotate your wrist. There we go. Perfect. That's it.
A small portion of the blood collected is sent to a laboratory for testing. Amatwani says they are looking for diseases that would make the blood unusable. They also check for blood type. The information is kept confidential, but if a medical problem is found, the donor is notified. After finishing, I checked in with Ray Cox to see how his first-time donation went. He says the process was easier than expected.
For being afraid of needles and stuff, it's really, I think it's a lot to do with the lady that's doing my arm, too. I mean, she's really nice, so it makes it easier.
Cox says he would absolutely donate again. Amatwani says more than 40 people participated the first day of the drive, and about the same number was expected the second. Much better than the 30 projected for each of the full days. Amatwani says Blood Bank of Alaska hopes to return and hold drives annually in Ketchikan, if possible.